So we're going to welcome to the show Mike Hartley, who runs an Auburn cycle campaign. How are you, Mike?
Hi, Mike.
Hi, I'm very well, thanks.
Good.
Very well.
Now, Mike, we spoke to you a few weeks ago on the show after I'd read in the paper about a mum and her son who'd had something terrible happen to them. Tell us the story.
OK, what happened to Miriam and Daniel was some thieves broke into the garage where they stored Daniel's specially adapted bike. And they made off with his bike and his mum's bike, which left him without a bike to go out on. So I put together a little sponsored bike ride, and we've raised money.
Mike, when you say we, just tell us about who was involved, because I know you had Amy, who's only 9, on a tandem.
Yeah, it was her and her dad from Hart Cycle Tech, and 4 counsellors from St Albans.
The specialist equipment for Daniel is what's so pricey, isn't it? And just such a shock that this kind of stuff was stolen.
Yeah, I still can't understand why somebody would break in and steal a specially adapted bike. It doesn't make sense, but there you go. Bike thieves are scum, quite frankly. But we live through it, and the thing is, as a community, various groups have banded together, and we've raised money.
We've actually got Daniel's mum, Miriam, on the phone.
Yeah.
Welcome to Heart Breakfast. We wanted to have a chat with you because I'd seen the story about yours and Daniel's bikes being stolen, and was keen to know more and also find out how you felt when you discovered the bikes had been stolen.
Yes. Well, gosh. I remember when we walked round to the garage, we were with Daniel and all togged up, ready to go for our regular Sunday cycle. And we opened the garage door and just, it was all gone. Everything was gone to do with the bikes. Other things hadn't been stolen, but Daniel's disability attachment and the 2 bikes and the helmets and water bottles and everything to do with the bikes were gone. And I was just devastated, and I felt like a complete failure, really, as a mum, although that may sound daft, but I felt a failure that I was unable to provide the appropriate leisure activities for my son.
Well, Miriam, on the phone right now, we'd like to introduce you to Brian Curran. He runs Pedalworks in Dunstable. Morning, Brian.
Morning. Oh, what a story, guys. I feel so... I almost felt that story myself, and felt the emotion of, God, without a bike, I don't know what I'd do.
Now, Brian, having heard the story and you've just said how you felt, there's something that you want to say to Miriam, isn't there?
There certainly is, Miriam. I mean, when we heard the story and, you know, it was almost palpable because, you know, it does happen, and I know myself what that feels like, and that feeling of loss. And, you know, what we'd like to do really is to help you out and give you a bike.
Thank you.
Maybe we can put a smile on Daniel's face and also enable both of you to get out again. So, yeah, I mean, we've got a nice Trek bicycle waiting here for you.
Oh, wow. Gosh. I never expected that. Thank you very much.
A real pleasure and a delight as well. And, you know, great to be able to help.
Miriam.
Oh, thank you so much. Hi.
How do you feel? Yeah. We're going to get you back on the road.
Wow, yes, it's a dream. It's a dream. It really is. Yes.
Oh, this is great. I feel like Holly Willoughby's going to walk in any minute. Isn't this great? I've always wanted to do this.
Brian, such a generous gesture from you. Thank you.
No, my pleasure. My pleasure. Really, it's a delight to be able to help in that way, and hope to see Daniel and Miriam out on the bike again soon.
Oh, yeah. It's made me feel all tingly.
I know.
Real Christmassy.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
Miriam, has it sunk in yet?
Well, I feel like I'm floating.
Just leave us with this, really. What's Daniel's reaction going to be? Maybe could you describe his face when he finally gets to get back on that bike again?
The only way I can describe it, really, is a bit like the cartoon characters Tom and Jerry, and where one of the cartoon characters sort of just stops dead in its track and its sort of claws go out. And he'll just look like, whoa, whoa, sort of thing, what's this? And then at his face, probably once we start cycling along, I'm expecting him to have a nice smile. And then he likes to use his arms to point at which way he wants us to cycle. So I'm expecting him to start to smile and wave his arms around for the direction for us to cycle in.